This is John Williams. Last July, you may remember this story. There was a man named Philando Castile in Minnesota in a neighborhood called Falcon Heights. It's a suburb of the Twin Cities. He was driving with his girlfriend, a woman named Diamond Reynolds, and her child in the back seat. They had a busted taillight. They were pulled over. When the officer came to the window, he said, "Let me see your license and registration." And Philando Castile, who was legally carrying a gun in his pocket, said, as he was going for his license and registration, "I have a gun in my pocket. I have a gun in my pocket." And something happened at that moment. Did he go for the gun, or did the officer overreact as he went for his license and registration? The officer opened fire and shot him to death there behind the wheel of the car. His girlfriend immediately began live streaming on Facebook the event. She was calling out to her friends as her boyfriend was bleeding out there in the car, saying, "Help, help." It was dramatic for so many reasons, and notable because this is somebody using Facebook Live to stream video as a petition for help from the police. It was the strangest, saddest story.
Stay with me. We got pulled over for a busted taillight in the back. And the police, he's covered. They killed my boyfriend. He's licensed. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm. We're waiting for back. I will, sir. No worries. He just shot his arm off. We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out.
You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license. Oh, my God. Please don't tell me he's dead.
The audio of that is always remarkable when I hear it, and I've heard it many times because of how calm and matter-of-fact she is. The blood stain on her boyfriend's T-shirt is growing as she speaks. And the officer is standing there, still with both hands on the gun, pointing into the car, saying, you know, "Don't move, don't move." And you can hear the anguish in the officer's voice more than you can in hers. A lot of experts have said sometimes in a crisis like that, you sort of kick into a super calm mode rather than go in full-scale panic. The officer was emotional. She was not. All right, cut number two, and I've got three. She's still on Facebook Live now as the backup to the police officer arrives.
Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
Keep your hands where they are, please.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone. You shot four bullets into him, sir. He was just getting his license and registration, sir.
Get the female passenger out.
Ma'am, exit the car right now with your hands up. Let me see your hands. Exit now. Keep him up. Keep him up.
So she gets out of the car. The panting you hear, the heavy breathing is the officer. The officer is still just heaving as he's holding the gun on the two of them as the backup arrives. And finally, cut number three, she's still on Facebook Live now, and she's in the back of the squad car, her hand, I believe, in handcuffs, but she's still able to hold her phone.
We in the back seat of the police car. Phil's sister called me. The police just shot my boyfriend for no apparent reason. My phone is about to die. They shot him. He shot him three times because we had a busted taillight.
The thing you don't have, though, is the shooting. You have all of that, but you don't see. Did Philando Castile go for his gun? Or did he go for his license and registration? At a very short range, the officers fired four times at him and killed him on the spot. A colleague of mine is Jordana Green. She does a talk show at WCCO Radio in Minneapolis and was on the air with me for years up there. And that story went down on Friday. Hi, Jordana. How are you?
John, we still miss you here, but I am well. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sorry for everybody. I've been sorry for this story from the get-go. What a tragic shooting. I feel, of course, bad for this young man, for his girlfriend, for the community that is struggling with police and minority relations, as we certainly are in Chicago. And I feel bad for the officer, too, Jordana.
It was a hard day yet on Friday when the verdict came out because nobody won. I realize it was a victory for the defense, but nobody won. In fact, Officer Yanez's police force in Falcon Heights then relieved him of his duties, says he is not coming back to be a police officer in St. Anthony. We will help him find a new job, but he is no longer on staff here.
He was charged with second-degree felony manslaughter. And if he were reckless and did what a reasonable person would not do, they could have found him guilty, but evidently they did not. What was missing? How did this case go down the way it did?
Well, John, it's exactly what you said. We saw the aftermath on Facebook Live, and there is dash cam video of the shooting that is to be released to the public this week. It hasn't come out yet, but that will only show us Officer Yanez shooting into the car. It will not. We will not ever be able to see what happened in the moments where Philando Castile was reaching for whatever it was he was reaching for. And that seems to be the crux of this. And I guess the jury decided that they believe that Officer Yanez thought he was reaching for his own gun and therefore felt his life was in danger. When Diamond Reynolds maintains he was reaching for his ID, apparently Officer Yanez says, nope. I thought he was reaching for his gun, and therefore my life was in danger. But, John, we're never going to know that because Diamond Reynolds has one story that night, as you heard on the Facebook Live. She says, you told him to reach for his ID. Then her story sort of morphed and changed. Officer Yanez, you can hear him on the Facebook Live saying, I don't know where the gun is. I don't know where the gun is. And then when he was on the stand, he said, I saw the gun. But, in fact, when Philando Castile's body was pulled out of the car, his gun was safely ensconced in his pocket.
Still
it was
in his
never
pocket.
Never relieved yeah. of his pocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're Philando Castile, why would he? But if he's sitting there and the officer is standing right there, windows down, he's got the gun pointed at him. Why would, you know, why would Castile go for his gun? I mean, I don't like your chances in that situation. It's a busted taillight. And he wasn't a gangbanger, right? It's not like this is somebody
He's
that
not.
They were going to throw in. Although this is interesting, and I remember this part of the story, Jordana. How many times in the last 13 years had this young black man who worked at a school, right? He was
he was a cafeteria worker at a St. Paul public school.
How many times had he been pulled over? I double-checked. 49 times. Mm-hmm. 49 times this guy had been pulled over for various traffic offenses like a busted taillight. And when that came up on our show in Minnesota last summer, my recollection is a lot of African Americans said, yeah, that's the way it goes. That's what happens if you're a black person. You get pulled over a lot. If, you know, as a person, a white person, I'm like, holy cow, 49 times. Every time I get pulled over, and it's been a few times in my life, you're nervous, you panic. And they just go, we get pulled over all the time. 49 times. He's a good guy. 49 times he'd been pulled over.
John, there was also this, there was much discussion in the courtroom about the pot. When Officer Yanez says when Philando rolled down the window, he could smell marijuana. So he not only was saying he had a gun, you know, Officer Yanez says he could smell marijuana. So he assumed that this person was high. There was also a baggie of marijuana on the seat. Again, we don't know if Officer Yanez saw that right now, but it was on the seat as evidence. So Officer Yanez's case was I smelled a lot of pot and he said he had a gun and he was reaching for something. And that's what the jury had to work with.
Boy, you think
the makeup
you...
of the jury, John, there were two African-Americans on the jury, one black, one white, and the other five. There were seven men and five women. Two of the jurors were black. Like I said, one man and one woman.
What was the reaction afterwards?
The jurors didn't speak. They were
in town. Cars. What was the reaction on your show or in town generally?
It was split down party lines, as you can imagine. Many of the folks that were in the Officer Yanez camp just kept saying, had Philando done what he was supposed to, hands on the wheel at 10 and 2, if he didn't smoke pot, if he wasn't high, if that kind of thing. If he didn't have a broken taillight, none of this would have happened. And then, of course, the president of the NAACP came on with me at Friday at 3 o'clock and was nearly apoplectic, just kept repeating, they're killing us, they're killing us. Philando's family held a press conference right outside the courtroom, his sister openly weeping, saying she will never have faith in the system. One of the attorneys saying they have done everything, the prosecution had done everything they could. Nothing would have changed the outcome of this. People feel very like he was treated unfairly. here in Minnesota, but then, you know, it depends on where you fall.
Here's some of our texts. John, the cop did not know he was going for his wallet. He said he had a gun in his pocket, and he went into his pocket. What is he to think? But I always felt that Philando was, based on Diamond's description, based on a logical description, if the officer says, put your hand in your pocket and get your driver's license out, and I've got a gun there, I want you, officer, to let's just get this out in the open right now. I have a gun, so if you see a gun, don't panic. I'm reaching for my wallet, and my gun is nearby. So let's all just get that out in the open. To me, that's a logical thing to say in a situation like that. John, the police, by and large, do a good job, but they drive around with an attitude. John, she and her boyfriend were both high at the time of the incident. If you remember, that's why she's so calm. I'm not sure why she was so calm. I think she was in a state of shock, but she was weird to hear that voice describing play-by-play, the shooting aftermath.
All right. John, there was a protest Friday night. The protesters blocked Highway 94, which is a major interstate here by us in Minnesota, and 18 people were arrested. It was peaceful. There was a large prayer vigil last night, and there was some more rallying today at the state capitol. All has been very peaceful.
There was a rally here in Chicago Sunday about this very incident, too. All right, Jordana, stay well. Let's you and I talk on the radio again and talk about something nicer than this.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
If you listen to WCCO in Minneapolis, you will hear Jordana Green in the afternoon.